Proclamation number 7927 of 25th of June, 1961. Opposing objections. False interpretation of the Bible. Objections can be made to you from all sides. You must never doubt the truth of my word, which you may receive as an unusual proof of grace for the time before the end. For I myself convey this word to you in order to introduce you to the truth, because you humans are still far removed from it. For you have been taught by people, and they will err and spread error because they have not approached the giver of truth for it but again and again adopted spiritual knowledge from their fellow human beings, the origin of which, however, has not always been me myself. But how do you want to decide what originates from me or my adversary? You yourselves cannot pass judgment without me. But if you approach me for the pure truth, you will also receive it from me. You humans are often careless in your judgment, you can no longer determine the origin yourselves, yet you unhesitatingly trust those who convey spiritual knowledge to you and portray it as truth. And you also declare yourselves willing to accept that spiritual knowledge without taking a mental stand on it because you allegedly don't possess the capacity of judgment for it. But on the other hand, you are not afraid to deny the credibility of spiritual knowledge which is conveyed to you by your God and Creator Himself. You all have the right to examine, but do you make use of it? You also have the opportunity to make a right judgment, yet you must turn to me as the eternal truth itself for assistance. Alone, out of your intellect, you are incapable of an examination, but with me and my support you will be able to do so, for as soon as you appeal to me for the sake of pure truth for right thinking, for enlightenment of spirit, I will truly not let you walk in error. But you, who receive my word directly from me, can be as certain of its truth as you know that I, your God and Creator, gave you life. You need not doubt, nor will people be able to lower such doubts into your hearts, for I myself stand before it, I myself am your protection, because I need you for the urgent task of still conveying my pure word to people in the last days. For only this can bring them salvation in the spiritual adversity into which they have fallen due to misguided teachings, due to the activity of my adversary who wants to veil me myself and my nature so that they will not recognize me, so that they will not strive towards me and thus escape his control. You, my servants on earth, you will be able to refute every objection because you are only the executors of my will, because I myself can work through you and thus will also address those through you who attack you, who want to extinguish the light which radiates through you from me directly to earth. And you should only ever ask them whether they discern the truth from the bottom of their heart. For only then will it be expedient to hold further debates with them. Otherwise every effort will be in vain to make the pure truth accessible to them as well, because then the adversary will obviously take effect who wants to attack you and make you insecure in your conviction. But you should not let yourselves be misled. You should believe that you are taught by the eternal truth itself and that your spiritual knowledge will therefore withstand every criticism which is only exercised in full earnest. They will not succeed in uncovering an untruth or finding contradictions, for you will always be able to give them the right rejoinders, you will be able to enlighten them, and they will have to acknowledge your counter-rejoinders as well-founded and understandable to all. For you will be taught by me myself, you will be supported by me myself in every debate, I myself will put the words into your mouth. For I truly have the power and also the will to do so, because it concerns the pure truth which you humans need and lack. But what people represent as truth is not pure spiritual knowledge. It never came forth from me as it is now presented to you humans. It is no longer my pure word which I proclaimed myself when I lived on earth. And whether you also rely on the written word, you who now attack my pure word from above, whether you entrench yourselves behind letters whose meaning you have deformed, you will have to rethink, and then you will also recognize that I do not portray the written word is wrong but only give you the right interpretation for it. You will recognize that the Book of Books also contains the pure truth from me if you only read it with an awakened spirit and are willing to let yourselves be addressed by me myself. Then I will truly also instruct you in the truth, and you will have to admit that I alone can introduce you to the truth by guiding your thinking correctly and drawing your attention to the mistakes made by people and to the additional human work which was detrimental to my pure truth and led people into wrong thinking, into error. Believe that I want to convey the truth to you humans because you need it in order to become blessed. And also believe that I have the power to carry out my will. Believe that my love and wisdom also knows the right ways and means to bring you light into the darkness which is spread over the earth. And do not look for your God and Creator in the distance but let Him be your Father, who is present to you and constantly wants to speak to you. And try to find understanding for the working of the Spirit, which is only still foreign to you because you yourselves have not yet united with me so intimately as to be able to experience my working in yourselves. Amen.